आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्यूरेट ITU वर्ल्ड टेली कम्युनिकेशन स्टैंडर्डाइजेशन असेंबली एंड इंडिया मोबाइल कांग्रेस इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस मॉर्निंग। Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha invites National Conference leader Omar Abdullah to form a new government. Swearing-in ceremony to be held at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow in Srinagar. India expelled 6 Canadian diplomats, including acting High Commissioner, after withdrawing its envoy to Canada. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to embark on a 2-day visit to Pakistan today to attend SCO summit in Islamabad. Delhi records poor air quality, government imposes GRAP stage 1 in the entire national capital region. And in cricket, India eliminated from Women's T20 World Cup after New Zealand beat Pakistan to enter semi-finals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union ITU World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly WTSA 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. It is for the first time that the ITU WTSA is being hosted in India and the Asia Pacific. A report from our correspondent.
World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly WTSA is a pivotal global event that will bring together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policymakers and tech experts from over 190 countries representing telecom, digital and ICT sectors. It will provide a platform for countries to discuss and decide the future of standards of next generation critical technologies like 6G, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, big data, cybersecurity and others. Hosting this event in India will provide the country an opportunity to play a key role in shaping the global telecom agenda and to set the course of future technologies. Indian startups and research institutions are set to gain critical insights into developing intellectual property rights and standard essential patents. India Mobile Congress will showcase India's innovation ecosystem, where leading telecom companies and innovators will highlight advancements in quantum technology and circular economy, along with spotlight on 6G, cloud and edge computing, semiconductors, cybersecurity, green tech, satcom and electronics manufacturing. It will showcase over 400 exhibitors, about 900 startups and participation from over 120 countries. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has invited National Conference leader Omar Abdullah to form a new government in the Union Territory. The move comes a day after the centre revokes President's rule in J&K. The Lieutenant Governor invited the National Conference Vice President to take oath as Chief Minister after Mr. Sinha received a letter from National Conference saying that Mr. Abdullah has been unanimously elected as leader of the Legislature Party. The LG's emissary handed over the letter to Mr. Abdullah yesterday and informed him about the date and time of the swearing-in ceremony. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the SKICC in Srinagar tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. President Draupadi Murmu has called for deeper economic cooperation between India and Algeria. Addressing the Algeria-India Economic Forum in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, the President emphasized the need to further strengthen the bilateral partnership and impart new momentum towards a new era of cooperation. President Murmu is in Algiers as part of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Our correspondent covering the President's visit has filed this report.
Addressing the Algerian-Indian Economic Forum, President Draupadi Murmu said that in various discussions with Algerian leadership, it is evident that Algeria is committed for growth and enhancing the investment opportunity. She said that India is presently a major investor in Africa and both Algeria and India have a great economical relation, but the full potential is yet to be tapped.
We in India see ourselves as a strong development partner of Algeria. The overall trade between our two countries starts at $1.7 billion US dollars. However, our economic ties have not been able to fully tap the potential. It is time to reinforce our ongoing cooperation in energy, construction, automobiles, fertilizers, and pharmaceuticals.
The president invited Algerian companies in the Make in India initiative. She further said that India and Algeria should continue to work together and thus expand the existing cordial relation between the nations.
Algeria's rapid growth and expanding economy offers many opportunities in a variety of sectors. I am impressed by Algeria's GDP growth rate of about 4% and registration of 9,000 investment projects during the last 2 years. I encourage our companies to remain engaged and invested in the opportunities that the Algerian economy offers.
Today being the third day of President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Algeria, President is scheduled to attend various programs. President will pay floral tributes to the portrait of former President of India, APJ Abdul Kalam, on his birth anniversary. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Algiers.
India has expelled 6 Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hébert, First Secretaries Marie-Catherine Joly, Ian Ross, David Treat, Adam James Chupka and Paula Orjuela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In a related development, the Canadian Chargé d'Affaires was summoned by Secretary East in MEA in New Delhi last evening. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a permanent intergovernmental international organization. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will interact with the Indian Police Service IPS probationers in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the probationary officers will share their training experiences with the Home Minister. The officers will also receive guidance from Mr. Shah to deal with challenges related to the internal security of the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. The Commissioner of Air Quality Management, CAQM, has invoked Stage 1 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the entire National Capital Region after the Air Quality Index, AQI, reached 234, which is in the poor category. In view of this, a 27-point action plan as per Stage 1 of GRAP is being implemented from 8 a.m. today in the entire NCR. The decision to this effect was taken by CAQM subcommittee, which met yesterday to take stock of the current air quality of Delhi NCR. The action plan contains steps to be implemented by various agencies, including pollution control boards of NCR states and Delhi Pollution and Control Committee. The steps include ensuring proper implementation of directions on dust mitigation measures in construction and demolition C&D activities and regular lifting of municipal solid waste. With the onset of the northeast monsoon, Tamil Nadu is all set to get the first spell of rains this season. According to the regional Met Department, the low-pressure area prevailing over the southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to become a well-marked low-pressure area and move west-northwestwards towards North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining South Andhra Pradesh coasts during the next 2 days. Due to the ongoing activity in the Bay of Bengal, widespread heavy rains will continue in many places over the coastal area and certain parts of some inner districts. More from our correspondent.
Heavy rainfall warning has been given to coastal districts from Chennai to Viluppuram till the 18th of this month. The state government has been fully geared up to meet any eventuality arising out of the present situation. As rains measuring more than 21 centimeters are likely tomorrow and the day after, 8 teams of NDRF personnel, SDRF and other related departments are kept ready. People living in low-lying areas have been asked to move out to safer places. Normal life has been thrown out of gear as people have been asked to stay indoors. Educational institutions have been given a holiday today and IT employees have been advised to work from home from till 18th. A 24/7 control room is in place and the public have been asked to dial 1913 in case of emergency. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
The audiovisual co-production agreement between India and Colombia will be signed today in New Delhi. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, will be the signatory representative of India, and Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Jorge Enrique Rojas Rodriguez, will be the signatory representing his country. NASA has launched Europa Clipper, the largest spacecraft it has ever built for a planetary mission. The aim of this spacecraft is to examine whether Jupiter's moon Europa has conditions suitable to support life, with a focus on the large subsurface ocean believed to be lurking beneath its thick outer shell of ice. The robotic solar-powered probe is due to enter orbit around Jupiter in 2030 after journeying about 2.9 billion kilometers in 5 years and 6 months. And moving on to sports news, in cricket, India have been eliminated from Women's T20 World Cup after New Zealand beat Pakistan to enter the semi-finals. More from our correspondent.
India is knocked out from the tournament after New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. With this win, the Kiwis became the second team to qualify for the semi-final from Group A after Australia. Electing to bat first, New Zealand scored 110 runs for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistan was all out for just 56 runs in 11.4 overs. India's campaign in ICC World Cup was full of ups and downs. Women in blue registered 2 wins against Sri Lanka and Pakistan but lost 2 crucial matches against Australia and New Zealand to finish 3rd in Group A. Today, England will lock horns with the West Indies in their final group stage fixture at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai. The match will begin at 7:30 PM IST. From Group B, England, West Indies and South Africa are in semi-final contention, and this game will decide the remaining semi-finalists. With Omvesh Upadhyay, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Denmark Open 2024 badminton tournament, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu is slated to take on Chinese Taipei's Pai Yu Po in the opening round of the women's singles competition at Arena Finn in Odense this evening. World number 19 Lakshya Sen will play against the 17th-ranked Lu Guangzhou of China in the afternoon. Moreover, no Indian pair will feature in the men's doubles competition. In women's doubles, Panda sisters Rituparna Panda and Shwetaparna Panda will go up against the Chinese Taipei duo of Chang Ching-hui and Yang Ching-tun this afternoon. In mixed doubles, Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Variyat will clash with the Indonesian pair of Rehan Naufal Kusharjanto and Lisa Ayu Kusumawati this evening. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Naresh. The news about the escalating dispute between India and Canada has been covered prominently on the front pages of dailies this morning. India withdraws its envoy, expels 6 Canada diplomats, writes Hindustan Times. While a headline in the Hindu says, India-Canada expel diplomats as Nijjar case row intensifies. Supreme Court threatens demolition if afforestation norms not followed for projects, is a front page headline in the Times of India. Under the headline, Manic Monday for Air India, the Pioneer reports that there were 5 hoax bomb threats to 3 international flights, a mail train and a university. The Statesman quotes External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar as saying that the government is committed to creating safer legal channels for emigration. Economics Nobel awarded to 3 for research on wealth and inequality, writes the Asian Age. And finally, under the headline, after 3 years of bumper sales, car companies lower forecast. The Times of India reports that after blockbuster post-COVID years, the car industry now stares at a squeeze. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate ITU World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly and India Mobile Congress in New Delhi this morning. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha invites National Conference leader Omar Abdullah to form a new government, swearing-in ceremony to be held at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow in Srinagar. India expels 6 Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner, after withdrawing its envoy to Canada. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to embark on a 2-day visit to Pakistan today to attend SCO Summit in Islamabad. Delhi records poor air quality, government imposes GRAP Stage 1 in entire national capital region. And in cricket, India eliminated from Women's T20 World Cup after New Zealand beat Pakistan to enter semi-finals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.